From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, the rector of St. Mark's. Welcome.
Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus said, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate, and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Speak in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to get one thing out of the way right off the bat. What we just heard was weird. It's really weird to have to read it with a straight face. And to think that there are probably people sitting in the pews or standing in front of them thinking of Hannibal Lecter or vampires or Buffy the Vampire Slayer in some way, because we're talking a lot here about eating flesh and drinking blood, and if you are just a human being in general, that probably gives you the little heebie-jeebies. And so I just want to say it is okay to think that that was weird to hear. And I want to assure you that it was just as weird 2,000 years ago for the ears of those who gathered around Jesus and heard him say it for the first time. And the advantage we have over that crowd is about 2,014 years of Christian history and doctrine, which give us a lens to like make it a little easier to think about, right? To say, oh, he's just talking about the Eucharist. It's okay, it's just the Eucharist. But 2,000 years ago, there was no Eucharist, right? There was some literal interpretation going on, and so there were a lot of people around Jesus saying, what did he just say? Like, I was on board with everything until right now, right? Here's the jumping off point. Where's my exit? There are days where I wish that were still true, where I wish that we could remove all the lenses and hindsight that we have and hear the words of Jesus for the first time and wrestle with them the way the disciples did and be as confounded and confused as they were to figure out faith in that context. We've been, for the last 4 or 5 weeks, listening to John chapter 6, the bread of life discourse. So I'm sure you've heard every meal analogy there is at this point, and I'm afraid to say you have one Sunday left to go. So hang in there. We've got a little bit more bread of life to talk about next Sunday. But for now, I think it's important to reiterate. I've said this before, and I will say it again and again until my dying breath. You can feast on the wealth and prosperity of this life. You can gorge yourself on success and power and friendship. you can savor all of the things that the world has to offer. As much as you want, as little as you want. You can be so good or so bad that you're written about in the history books. You can be so small that no one remembers you, or so big that no one wants to be around you. And you can stick around long enough to feel despair and hope play tug of war with your heart and experience the fickleness of the wealth and success of the world enough to know that there's not enough to go around. And you can do all of those things and lead a full existence here on this earth. But it is not enough to lead a full life. In fact, the only thing with the fullness of life, which we will always yearn for as humans, sits right here at this table. It sits right here in this church, in these people, in the people that profess the faith of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, in the daily reality of the death and resurrection of Christ and what it means for you in your life. It was not something that just happened 2,000 years ago. It is something that happens. When Jesus said, "It is finished," from the cross, he used the tense of Greek called the perfect tense. It means that it is finished now, and it is finished before, and it is finished after. It is always finished and finishing and finished and on it is an eternal act. And so resurrection is an eternal reality. It means that when you come for nourishment in this place, because the world will never nourish you enough, that you are connected to the folks who came to this table last week, last year, last generation. You are connected to the folks that will come to this table next week and next month and the next generation from now. All by the bread of life. There is no thing that human hands can touch or build or make that brings the fullness of life to this world. But Christ does. So when you come to the table for a blessing, or you come to the table with a prayer, or you come to the table to be fed, you are risen. You are nourished. You are given life for all the ways in which the world cannot give them to you. Amen.
gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.